We're on the Chaf Gimel on the Aleph the bottom. B'nei Yehuda b'nei Galila. Hani Amra Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, V'Hani Amra In Avelus B'Shabbos. The people of Galil and the people of Yehuda argued about this halach of if there's Avelus on Shabbos or not. Manda Amra Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, the one who holds that as Machlokas Rishon, what the Machlokas over here is. Some say that it means Mamish Avelus B'Farhesia, that one of them holds that you have to do all the Avelus publicly on Shabbos. And the other one holds that you don't do public Avelus on Shabbos, but everybody agrees, Dvarim Shabbatzina you do. That's one way of learning the Machlokas. Second way of learning Machlokas is that it's talking about Dvarim Shabbatzina. Everybody holds that there's no public Avelus on Shabbos. The question is there private Avelus on Shabbos or not? That's the Machlokas. And the right that holds that everybody holds you don't have to do Avelus on Shabbos. The question is, are you allowed to do public Avelus on Shabbos? That's the Machlokas. Okay, it's three ways of learning this Machlokas. Mandi Omer Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos Diktoni Ola. Right, the one who says that there is Avelus on Shabbos, whatever that means, right, and the fact that it says Shabbos is Ola to what's it called, to the Shiva, so it's mashma that there is Avelus, because otherwise why does it count towards Shiva? If there's no Avelus on Shabbos, why does it count towards the Shiva? Man domer ain't Avelus with Shabbos, the Tony ain't a matzekes, right? If the one who holds that there's no Avelus, the fact that it had to do that it's not matzik the Avelus, if there would be Avelus, of course it's not matzik, it's Avelus. Must be, since there's no real Avelus on Shabbos, I might think that Shabbos is mafsik the Avelus altogether. Kamash Malon, not. Why would it have to be telling me that ain't mafsikin, it doesn't stop the Avelus? You do Avelus. How could it stop the Avelus? Morris says, Be'eloha k'toni ola. It says in the beginning, it's ola l'shiva. And if there's no Avelus at all, why is it ola? Right? I did the kaboyla misne sefer enum olim to on the resha ola. And the resha didn't have to say ola, right? That it's ola to what's it called, to the minyan shiva, because otherwise it should have said that it's part of minyan shiva, not ola the minyan shiva, right? But since the sefer said ain olim, the resha said ola. Well, the man diom yesha velus b'shabes soktani enum afsekes. The one who says yesha velus b'shabes, so ma'isa it says enum afsekes. What's the Chiddush is not Mafsik, it's Yesha Velus B'Shabbos. Mishum Dekaboylem is Nisefa, same thing. Since in the Sefa it said Mafsikin, by Regalim, Tana Reisha Eina Mafsekas. So by Shabbos it said Eina Mafsekas. But really in Echanami there's no Chiddush in it. Rashi. Afsuke mi boya kolomer mi tzrich lemeimer de Eina Mafsekas. Right, since you are Noe Gavelus on Shabbos, of course it's not Mafsik the Avelus. Okay. Okay. Let's say this machlokas b'nei Yehuda and b'nei Galil, whether yesh avelus b'shabbos or not, is machlokas tanoi. Mishameso mutal afonov, a person who has one of his seven krovim that he has to bury, who is not yet buried, so ochel b'bayis acher, he should eat in a different room, not in the same room where the nifter is. You don't eat in front of the nifter. Ein lo bayis acher, ochel bayis chavero. If you don't have another room, you go to your friend's house and eat there. Ein lo bayis chavero, you have no friends, right? Or there's no house nearby, right? Oselo mechitza sora tvachim. You build a mechitza between you and the nifter of 10 tvachim, and you eat behind the mechitza. Ein lo dover lasos mechitza. You don't have anything to make a mechitza. Marzer panav ochel. So since you have to eat, so you turn your face away and you eat in the presence of the nifter, but not facing him. Ve'eino meisiv ochel, you don't sit down and recline to eat like normally. Ve'eino ochel basar ve'eino shosayayin, he's an onen, he's not allowed to eat meat or drink wine. Ve'ein mevorech, he doesn't, what's it called, the bench for other people, it's not the bench because of Muslim. Ve'ein mezami, right, and what's it called, he's not a part of a zimun. Ve'ein mevorech im olav, and we don't bench with for him. Ve'ein mezamnim alav, he doesn't count for a zimun, he can't be the mezamnim, he can't be the mevorech, he doesn't count towards birchas hamazon. Upata Mikriyishma Minatfilim Mikol Mitzvah Amurus Batorah. And he's potter from all mitzvahs that are in the Torah, right? Either because since he has a chiyuv to bury this nifter, so ha'osik v'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, that's the reason he's potter from all these things, or because kovet ha-nifter, because if he starts getting involved in this, it looks like he forgot about the mace. So those are the two reasons that an onen is potter mikol ha-mitzvahs. Same thing, he doesn't eat meat and drink wine, because it's not kovet ha-nifter. It looks like he's getting involved in eating and drinking for pleasure, and he's going to forget about taking care of the mace, because he'll get involved in the eating, or it's not covered for the nifter. It's like being involved in other things. Same thing, involved in pleasure eating is also a problem. The chayiv b'kriyishma u'b'tfila, one second, u'b'shabbos, but on Shabbos, where he can't be osik with the nifter, so he's not osik b'mitzvah, and it's also not a covet for the nifter to be involved in these things, since he can't in any way be involved in the funeral arrangements. So Shabbos, Mesiv, V'ochel, V'ochel Basar, V'shosi Yayin, U'mevorech, U'mezamin, U'mevorech, U'mezamnolov, V'chaya B'kriyash Ma'afila V'tfilin, U'vechol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah. He's chayiv in all other mitzvahs. Rav Gamliel Omar Mitoshin is chayiv be'elun is chayiv be'kulin. And Rav Gamliel says, since he's chayiv in these, he's chayiv in everything. The Omer of Yochanan, so what's the difference? The Tanakhama said also, B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah.
How come tefillin on Shabbos?
What? According to this man, the Omer holds it, what's it called? I think the Aleph is, there's a gear so that we don't have tefillin. And what's it called? Yeah, tefillin lesser b'ksav yad. But there is a man, the Omer holds that tefillin is man, Shabbos is man tefillin. So if you have a braisa that says that tefillin, it goes according to that man, the Omer. That's it. Rav Yochanan said, what's the difference between Rav Gamliel and the Tanakhama, whether he's allowed to live with his wife on Shabbos or not? The one who holds that you could have Tashmish Hamita on Shabbos holds Ein Avelus B'Shabbos. And the one who holds you can't have Tashmish Hamita holds that Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos. Versus Mimai. No, here's no right. Dilma ad kan lo komer tanakama hosom elamishum de meso mutalafonav. That's only where the person isn't buried yet, right? And it's one of your krovim, and you're chayiv to bury them. Then, right? Tashmish hamita is not proper, because it looks like you're getting involved with your own pleasure and forgetting about the mace, even on Shabbos. But what's it called? Avelus, stam avelus would be ain avelus b'Shabbos, and you could have tashmish hamita. Here he's a sting shiva. The guy's buried already, right? What's it called? Low. There ain't avelus b'Shabbos. But here aninus maybe is even on Shabbos. Well, the gabi tashma shamita. The ad kan lo komer Rav Gamliel hosom dakati lo chol avelus ole. When did Rav Gamliel say you're allowed to have tashma shamita on Shabbos? Not because of avelus. Avelus is more chomer. And you can't have Tashmish Hamita. Even Rav Gamliel would hold Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos. I overhear he holds that you're allowed to have Tashmish Hamita. Aval Hocha, the Chal Avelus Olei Hochinami. What's it called? Over there, the Avelus wasn't Chal yet. You're only in Aninus. So it could be that an Onen is not Osir yet in the things that an Ovel is Osir. And there's really three Shitas, the Gabi Aninus, what the Halacha is. One holds that an Onen is already Chayiv in all the things that are an ovelous chayiv. He can't wash, and the only thing is he can wear shoes, because he has to get around to make the funeral arrangements. And he can walk around normal, because he has to make the funeral arrangements. Anything that doesn't affect the funeral arrangements, like washing, like having marital relations, like, putting on ointments, or things like that, he's chayiv already, he's chayiv already, all the dini avelus. Others hold that none of the dini avelus start until after the kvura. And an onen is, whatever it says over here, an onen is not allowed to do. He's not allowed to eat meat, drink wine, or do mitzvahs. But the other in the onen avelus, washing or whatever, he's allowed. And even tashma shamita we see over here according to the Tanakhama. And the third shita is he can do everything but tashmi shamita. Tashmi shamita is more chomer than the other things. That thing already is chal on him, can't have relations with his wife once he's an onen, even before the kvura. But all the other dinim of averus don't start till the kvura. Okay, Rashi. So from here is no raya. Aninus may be different either lechumra or lekula, since the avelus wasn't chal on him, so that's why he could have tashma shamita, even though normally on Shabbos you're not allowed during avelus, or the opposite. Could be that by an onain on Shabbos he can't have tashma shamita because the guy isn't buried yet, so it's not a function of avelus, a function of bizui hanes. But after the guy's buried, then what's it called? You're allowed to have tashma shamita because ain't avelus b'Shabbos. The Gemara says no raya from aninus. He can't be the mevarach to mimotzi other people. Mitoshin is chayav be'elu kriyishman is chayav be'kula. And Rabbi Gamliel says since he was chayav in all these things, he's chayav in everything. So Rabbi Yochanan explained what's the everything that Rabbi Gamliel is mostly tashma shamita. Ikubinayu. Hada Omer is chayav be'kula. Sover mutter b'tashma shamita. He's chayav in everything, meaning he's even allowed to live with his wife. The Tanakama sover also b'tashma shamita. And the Tanakama holds he's not allowed to live with his wife when he's an onen on Shabbos. Marda also betashmi shover yesh avelus b'Shabbos. Marda shari shover kishmuel. Domra ain avelus b'Shabbos. Right. So adayin lo chol avelus olay de lo nikper. The avelus is only chal when the person's buried. Till the burial, there's no avelus. There's aninus. So maybe aninus is different either lechumra or lekula.